At the beginning of the third Aliyah of Parshat Tzav, the Torah introduces us to the Korban Todah, a variation of Korban Shlamim. Korban Todah is brought when a person wants to say thank you to Hashem for some wonderful life experience, life cycle event, a personal miracle, something for which they want to say Todah, something for which they want to say thank you. The Korban Todah is unusual in a couple of respects. Number one, most korbanot were not accompanied by chametz in the mikdash. Chametz was not permitted on the mizbeach, on the altar, except the special korban of Shavuot. And the korban todah in that sense is no exception. However, it comes with quite a bit of chametz, just that the chametz doesn't go on the mizbeach, on the altar itself. It is eaten by the person bringing the korban. The total amount of chametz that is brought as part of this thank you korban, this thank you sacrifice, is actually 40 loaves. The psukim describe four different kinds of bread that one is to feast upon as part of this thank you offering, and 10 loaves of each sort are brought. So 40 loaves are part of this korban. The second point of note is that the korban must be eaten by morning. There are halachot and restrictions about notar, about leaving over, and one is supposed to consume the entire thing within really a very limited period of time. This obviously could pose a problem. If a person has 40 loaves of bread plus the rest of the sacrifice and has to eat it within a very limited time frame, that's going to require quite a bit of consumption and maybe too much food for a person to eat. The question is why the Torah envisioned it this way. So the Netziv, in his Hemek Davar commentary on the Chumash, it's in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, notes the following. Al chalut lechem chametz yakriv korbano, that the korban will be offered on loaves of chametz bread. That's what the Pasuk says. The Netziv adds, mashma'ut hamikra, detachlit ha-korban hu chalot lechem chametz. He says that the Torah implies that the purpose, the fundamental meaning of the korban, is that it should come with these loaves of chametz. They're not simply a side dish. They're really very much part of the primary entree and purpose here. Umishum zeh mefarish oda mikra al zevach todat shlamav. That he says, and for that reason, the Torah goes on to say that this is the Thanksgiving offering, and he explains a little bit further. He says, chametz hu ikar. The chametz here is not simply on the side, it is very much at the center of what's going on in this korban. Shehu zevach todah shlamav, that this is it is part and parcel of the offering to say thank you. V'hayinyan, and the reason for this, the idea. Detachlit todah sheba al hanes, hu kedei lesaper chasdei Hashem shegomal alav. He says that the purpose of a todah, why does a person bring a todah, is to thank Hashem for some sort of kindness or miracle that Hashem did for him. That's why the Torah required an abundance of bread. And yet limited the amount of time that one has to consume the Torah from any other shlamim offering. He says the purpose is that if you have a lot of food to be eaten and a very limited time frame, what you're going to end up doing is inviting a lot of friends, a lot of people to join you at this meal. By definition, by halachic requirement, a todah will mean that a person has a large feast with a lot of people there. It's not a small, intimate, or family affair. It's for a crowd. V'yasipur hanes lifnei rov anashim. And the telling over the story of this miracle, whatever happened to you, will be done with a lot of people. The Herchev Davar, the Netziv's commentary on his own commentary, goes on a little bit further. He ties this into the Psukim and Halel of Lecha Zbach Zevach Todah V'Shem Hashem Akra, that when I offer an offering of Todah, literally a Todah offering, I will call out to Hashem, and I will do so in the gates of Jerusalem and the courtyards of Hashem, as the Psukim go on. He says, usually people were supposed to be a little bit more private about things in our lives. But when we're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for a miracle, we should tell everybody. And so this becomes a huge, huge meal, and we'll have many people involved in saying thanks. I can see this going in many, personal directions. Among them, thinking about, first of all, how we share a simcha. That if something, you know, wonderful happens, that it's meant to be not something that is simply self-centered and just me and my closest friends, but that rather a joyous occasion is an opportunity to thank Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to share that with other people, and that we should be generous in doing so. We should try to be inclusive in doing so and get other people involved in a happy occasion. I imagine that with that many loaves, one might end up inviting people who were kind of friendly with, but not necessarily the closest of friends with, and that's a good thing. This way, more people will be involved, and we can connect with them over something very happy. Perhaps we'll build a closer friendship. It seems to me, on a second level as well, that the Netziv is talking about miracles that Hashem has done. But it seems, especially with Pesach always, you know, on the horizon, right around Parshat Tzav, that there's also a notion here of how we gather and how we appreciate our Yiddishkeit, our Judaism. That as people, when we have something so beautiful as the Torah that's been given to us in life, that we're meant to share it. And we're meant to be selfless and sharing when it comes to you know, telling other people about how wonderful we think Torah and our relationship with Hashem is. And so as we get to the Korban Todah, we are looking at the sort of experience that reminds us that if something good has happened in life, and something doesn't have to be something extraordinary or unusual, it could be something as simple as the Jewish life that we have and the beauty of a relationship with Hashem and of Torah, that we're meant to share that. We're meant to get out there and tell people, and you know, wherever we are, in yeshiva, on campuses, out in the world, look at the beauty of what we enjoy Jewishly and say, hey, I think I'd like to share this with someone else. Shabbat Shalom.